The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has given itself more authority over the hiring and firing of the borough attorney. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
If the borough attorney is ever fired, the assembly will now have a hand in the process. Members already have a say in hiring an attorney, which is a position appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the assembly. On Tuesday, the assembly amended borough code to give itself the power to approve attorney dismissals as well. Assemblyman Pete Sprague says the attorney is in the unique position amongst borough department heads in that the position works for both the assembly and the mayor.
I really believe that the assembly should have a place in the we do have a seat at the table in the hiring, but I think we do need one in the idea of dismissal comes up as well. I think it's very important for us to have input in that decision.
Sprague introduced the ordinance changing the code. He says it's based on the way the Fairbanks North Star Borough handles attorney dismissals.
In Fairbanks, the mayor appoints the borough attorney, the assembly confirms, and then the mayor can dismiss with concurrence of the assembly.
Assemblyman Bill Smith from Homer says the change eliminates what he saw as a potential conflict of interest for the attorney. Smith says when he looks at a lawyer, he usually asks himself who they work for. The answer, he says, is usually the person who has the ability to fire them.
So I think that the assembly should have a role in the dismissal of an attorney because allows the attorney to know who they're working for in that essence.
Some assembly members have been at odds with Mayor Dave Carey over the hiring and firing of department heads since Carey took office last fall. Smith and other members made it clear that they have no issues with the work of current borough attorney Colette Thompson. However, Assemblyman Charlie Pierce of Sterling opposed the change because he felt it would diminish the mayor's power.
Certainly we have the ability to have oversight and have an opinion, but I think ultimately the decision should lie with the borough mayor as to whether a person reports directly to the mayor or not.
The eight other assembly members voted to change the code, giving the assembly a hand in dismissal powers. Mayor Carey and Attorney Thompson did not speak on the issue. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.